This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Let the jokes pour in on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line about the Cowboys and Stephen Jones not spending with the salary cap increase yesterday. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby with you here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, otherwise known as your official home of the Cowboys and the Rangers. The salary cap is going up, going to fall in the range of $277 and $281 million. That is an increase from last year's cap of $255 and the 2023 cap of $224. So about a $53 million spending increase for teams over the past two seasons.
Yep, and just year over year, about $26 million. And there were a number of teams, Cowboys were one of them, that this time last year believed the cap was only going to go up $10 million. So a lot of the...
But wait, Jerry Jones, with much arrogance and confidence, tells us, I'm basically plugged in, all right? Nobody knows the salary cap like I do. There's no other M or F or that can general manage like I can. And the one thing I have down pat, all right, and he came off with this arrogance during the Schottenheimer press conference, I know the cap increase and you don't.
Yeah, and it's $16 million over what they thought. Potentially, I mean, it's going to be as little as 14 over what they thought, as much as 6 or 12 and as much as 16. Either way, it was off. And that's, in some ways, you can look at it as, look on the bright side. There's more money, more flexibility. But the other end of it goes, why were your projections so off? Who was responsible for the projections? How does it compare to the rest of the league and how prepared they were for the bump? And how did it impact financial decisions you made? If you knew you had $16 million extra, are you signing Derrick Henry last year?
Right.
That's the question that probably needs to be asked of Jerry next week in Indy.
So now let's spend.
But hang on, what? So why does it matter what their projections were? You could change things. It's not like, you know, they found out the salary cap was going up after free agency.
What do you mean? Why does it matter? Like, why does it matter what their projections are for how much money they'll have to spend?
Well, yeah, because let's just say you find out yesterday that you have $12 million extra to spend in 3 weeks. That doesn't change anything for
Yes, it does. Because Derrick Henry, his first year cap charge, that was the whole point. His first year cap charge was low, and they were saying, you sign him to a 2-3 year deal, you're not going to be able to carry the weight of the bigger deal.
Oh, you're talking about future year. Okay, I thought you were talking about this year's offseason. All right.
No, I mean, this year's offseason, yeah, they'll know the number and then they'll go. It's more about last year, how did you spend?
Yeah, how did the projection affect last year's offseason?
Well, they told us it affected them.
Well, I think they are. Because, like, you know, to me, I'm just looking at it from that individual year. You know, the future years, there's no way to project the future years because you don't know what revenue is going to be like the future years.
But you have to. You do have to project it out. Like, the Cowboys and all other teams, they will generally, so for instance, it's 2025, they probably have projections out right now till 29. Because they've just got to have a baseline of here's how we're going to operate. Even if it's, I think most teams operate on a conservative end because they don't want to overestimate, and then they're making big cuts. Green Bay had to do that a couple years ago. So I think generally what they're doing is slightly underestimating, but I think the Cowboys thought it was 10, so they may have been operating like 8 as a bump or something like that. And that does impact how do you choose to split somebody's cap charge? How do you choose to front end somebody's money? And that's something that projection probably impacted things.
It doesn't matter anyway. They're not going to spend the money.
let's get down to it.
Let's be fair. They're just not going to spend the money either way. They don't have an extra $22 million. The NFL didn't inform the Cowboys in the league that they have an extra $22 million to spend. They inform the Cowboys that they get an extra $22 million.
Or, I mean, as
their pocket or wherever they want to do.
The Cowboys, the way the Cowboys probably view it, I would guess, is that's potentially $16 million worth of Dak cap charge we don't have to restructure and can just eat on this season. That's how I would imagine they look at it.
Mm-hmm. Or as RJ maybe suggested, is this some wiggle room with Osa to play around with?
Maybe. Now, here's the thing. I don't know. Like I said, as of last summer, I know their projections were around 10. So that impacted how things were. But they may have gone through this season and those projections may have shifted. It wasn't really a discussion, so we don't know how it shifted. But if they did have a better idea that they may have already been accounting for that with Osa. But I mean, this, as big a bump as this is, this bump only just now took the Cowboys salary cap to break even. Because they were like $14 million in the red before this projection yesterday. So they were going to have to move around $14 million just to get to even. So all this does right now, it gets them to even. Now they still got to make moves just to free up money. So, I mean, that's why they've talked about how tight things can be around here. And the main point from that, though, is still, yeah, but it's kind of your fault in the way it was managed why it's tight.
Lawrence Taylor sitting down with the Outkick podcast. I believe this was in New Orleans, and Micah Parsons' name was brought up. LT said, quote, he's a great player, but guys, let's do more. Let's play more football and less podcasts, to which a lot of Cowboy fans absolutely loved hearing. And then the other portion of the Cowboys fan base said, oh, you mean like hookers and blow?
Yeah, like, you know, now listen, I don't think what Lawrence, this is like the same thing with Kellen Moore. Like Kellen Moore or any quarterback or any coach that was a failed player, just because they were a failed player doesn't mean they can't be a good coach. Just because you're a failed person doesn't mean that you can't be a good advisor. I don't care.
You know what I mean? I look at it a little different. I agree with the first part, but I don't know that Lawrence Taylor can be talking about what to do off the field when he was committing crimes off the field. You can't lecture me on like focus and offseason this and that when you're Lawrence Taylor. I can listen to Kellen Moore talk about X's and O's and the way he sees it. You know what I mean? One is like conducting yourself and the other is seeing something.
Because
I agree with your first part. I always have.
Can a parent who's gotten a DUI lecture their kids about drunk driving?
Well, yes. So do you look at that as the same thing?
Yeah, like I don't want a drug therapist who's never done drugs.
But gosh.
No, you see what I mean? Like, I don't want a marriage counselor who's never been married or divorced.
Haven't you said before, though, that like
a fat trainer.
But with your own, like with your own kids, haven't you said before that you're not going to tell them, well, I can't tell them not to do something if I did it.
Right. I mean, that's the approach I take.
So then Lawrence Taylor couldn't, if he had problems on field, tell Micah?
Don't use my own logic against me. Look,
the hooker and blow stuff, that was meant to be a joke. What's the most important thing is, what does this actually do when Micah does these podcasts? Does it take away from his game or any of us? I've never sat here and there's been a lot of money.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Micah Parsons questioning and criticism, but I haven't necessarily ever said out of my mouth, I don't think Micah Parsons is working hard. I don't think Micah Parsons is ready. We're never sitting there at training camp saying, Micah's huffing and puffing. He may not be in shape. We've never questioned that. So, you know, this is going to be a new generation, all-time sports discussion of, does doing a podcast affect your game? Is it a distraction? Does it take away? And does any of it even matter? Because as we talked about with Aaron Rodgers, when the Jets apparently told him, if you want to come back, no more McAfee, do you even have the right to tell a player that these days, or are you just wasting your breath?
Yeah, I mean, it's a brave new world on that front. You're going to get all sorts of different questions that haven't ever existed for players before. But
Micah's podcast, to me, doesn't affect preparation. It maybe affects distraction.
Not from him, just
headlines that are created.
Right, headlines.
And again, I don't know. I would imagine if Mike Bacsik, especially the way he's been acting lately, decides to do a podcast while he's doing his Rangers TV job, it would probably create some issues for us within this building of Mike just spouting off and, you know, creating radio headlines.
But it wouldn't take away from his broadcasting of a game, right? In the game.
Right.
In the game. And look, this is Micah's, he does the podcast.
But if Mike did the podcast while in this building, it could affect him because of things said about Corey
right
now in the moment.
When he has to come back on the show.
Come back within his teammates.
Yeah, right. Because, like, you know, Micah does this on his off day, the podcast, mm-hmm. right? It's off day.
No
right?
problem.
Like who works on their off day?
Yeah, but I mean, he does the podcast on his off day, but he does it in his function as the title that he likes to tell people of head of football content at Bleacher Report or whatever. I mean, that is a natural conflict that I think has come up for the Cowboys before of just like you're a football player and you're in season and you're supposed to be focusing on this, and then when you're the head of football content at Bleacher Report. A lot of your stuff that you're going to do there is driving engagement for your content and different things like that. And that's probably going to put you in a position to where you're going to feel like you need to say things or talk about things that the Cowboys view like are counter to being focused on the season.
Right.
And potentially if you're weighing in on, boy, the Giants are the dumbest team in the world for letting Saquon Barkley go. And you're saying that on your podcast. And then you're playing the Giants in a couple weeks. Some guys may be like, why are you saying that? Don't even talk about it. I think that is
or
reasonable.
Loving Jordan Love, right? Mm-hmm. Or having him right on, like, dude, this guy just kicked our ass. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? It's impossible to define on paper.
Yeah.
You know, you have to guess and have an opinion based on it affecting you. It's something in the air that you try to quantify.
Oh, I bet there are plenty of teammates and coaches and other people in the organization who don't even have an awareness of, I know Micah does a podcast. It doesn't bug me. It doesn't even. And then I'm sure there are other people.
What did Malik say about him? What was that thing between him and Hooker?
I don't remember what the statement was, but let me look it up.
Like, Diggs is totally fine with it. And Malik Hooker or Tank Lawrence may not be, to your point of being split in the building. But what did Malik say?
My advice for Micah would be just make sure we're all right and being where your feet are, because if we're at work and the run game's terrible, but you're doing a podcast every week and you know the run game's terrible, then what are you really caring about? And that was something that I think that was a tense point for those two past training camp.
So there's Lawrence Taylor saying, yeah, Micah Parsons, he's going to be a Hollywood actor one day. He's got the personality. I do want to add that for the context because I listened to the end of the clip, but saying, how about a little less podcast, a little more football?
And I mean, to be fair, not the podcast specifically, we were all saying the same things last offseason about his content trips to Japan and different things like that, about like, dude, why are you not in there learning a new defense and being around your new defensive coordinator and different things like that? Why are you off here doing these things and prioritizing that? And I'm sure, again, some teammates probably felt that way too.
877-881-1053 in order to give us your take and hit us up on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line here on DFW Sports Station. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt on 105.3 The Fan. Later on today, we have a Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway to hook you up with, but it is Thursday already, trying to get you to the weekend as quickly as possible, and that means it's the payload. Oh, why is a Texas Ranger trolling Luka Doncic? What is sticky eyes? And how you can already retire from your job before the age of 30. Peyton Russell has it all in the payload next on 105.3 The Fan.